Radio Heartbeat.
Bring your favorite hits from yesterday.
Hello, you're listening to the Hospital Radio. It's Brian Conlon here, and I'm in Ormskirk Library, where the Ormskirk and District Family History Society have just launched a new booklet, which is called Landmarks of West Lancashire, Family History and Landmarks of West Lancashire. And from the Family History Society, I've got Kate and Catherine. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
What can you tell me about this new booklet, Family History and Landmarks of West Lancashire? What does the title mean, first of all?
Well, the title is looking at, there's an amazing lot of history in West Lancashire, and we received some funding from Lancashire County Council, crowdfunding project, and we decided to write about some of the landmarks that are in West Lancashire, because we find out as we go out and about, not many people know some of the landmarks, so we thought we'd put them in a book.
So it's not just Ormskirk, it's West Lancashire in general.
Yes, yeah, it's going over the whole of the, it's the ancient hundred, as it was, of West Lancashire, all the townships out. So stopping before Wigan and stopping before Liverpool, but everywhere in between, more or less.
Now, on the cover, there's a picture of the Ormskirk Clock Tower, which everybody local will know. So what sorts of landmarks are you talking about in the book? Booklet. I'm going to call it a book. I know it's a booklet, but...
In fact, the clock tower is in that one. But there's also, rather than necessarily just buildings, although there are some buildings in there, we're looking at things that you might not necessarily notice. For instance, there is a date stone mounted in the wall of St. Anne's Catholic Church, which is from the 1600s, which is said to have come from the house where they originally said Mass in the time when you weren't allowed to say Mass because it was illegal. That's been preserved and has ended up in the Catholic Church now, but it's like a fragment of what was before that has been preserved.
And all this detail is in the book.
All of this detail is in the book, yes. So many things in there.
So where did you get the information from? Was there a lot of research involved, or is it just sort of collecting what you already knew?
Well, we're a family history society, so we're well used to research and researching people's background. And there's a lot of original research in the book, but also the newspapers. So the Ormskirk Advertiser goes back to 1853 when it was set up by the Hutton family. And most of those newspapers are now online and searchable. So we've done a lot of research to find out. For example, with the clock tower, there was an awful lot of controversy before it actually got built.
Oh yeah.
And that kind of thing. And you get all the as it happens information in the newspapers. But we're also enjoy family history research, and so there are quite a few characters in the book which we've uncovered. For example, James Wrigley Hardy, who in the 1850s decided to donate money for water fountains in the town, and we found out a little bit about his story and why he went about doing that. So it's something we've really enjoyed doing, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So tell me about the society, the Ormskirk and District Family History Society. That sort of suggests family research, and yet you've published a booklet here about buildings and the town itself. Is that too broad, or?
Well, it's sort of what we've tried to do is although it is themed around buildings, what we have tried to go for is more of a people-centred angle. So it'd be like the rectors, for instance, of St. Michael's Church. So we're trying to pull out the stories of the people that actually would have used the building or had something to do with it being constructed in the first place, or just things that make things that bring in the sort of personal history, social history, as it relates to particular buildings, really.
and it's very well illustrated, lots of nice colour photographs. Were they taken specifically for the book, or did you find them online? Where did you get them from?
They are very much taken for the book. We have visited all the sites, we have taken all the photos. You'll notice we only took them on sunny days, so some nice clear photographs. And obviously we have a, as a society, we have an archive. And we have a lot of postcards and old photographs in there, so we've used material from that. And we've also received permission from a lot of local collectors of postcards and images to use their material online. So it's a nice mix between older photographs and contemporary images and what's there today. And the, one of the things we very much wanted to get across was, if you go and visit these landmarks, what will you see? And we hope people will go and have a look and see what they can find.
Now, I've got a copy of this. It's only 32 pages long, so it's not a massively difficult read for anyone who's a bit put off by the thought of reading a history tome. You're launching it here in Ormskirk Library. Is that where people can get it, or can they get it from other locations?
I think the important thing to say is that we received funding so that we're able to give away copies free of charge, and they are available from any of the Lancashire libraries in the West Lancashire area. So that's Ormskirk, Skelmersdale, Tarleton, Parbold and Burscough, and it's while stocks last. But the other thing we have is a digital download, and that's available from the Ormskirk and District Family History Society website. So anybody who is maybe not able to visit one of those locations, or is or we run out of stocks, they will be able to download it as a free digital download from the Family History website.
Which is, how would people find that?
www.odfhs.website.
So just say that slowly, ODFHS, that's what people need to look
for. That's what people need to look for.
And they can find out, they can download the book, but you've just launched it today. So today being the 13th of January.
13th of January, yes.
2024. So I don't know when this is going to go out, but if you come along to Ormskirk Library, or as you say, any library in West Lancashire, you can get a copy of this marvellous little booklet, Family History and Landmarks of West Lancashire from the Ormskirk and District Family History Society. So, Kate and Catherine, thanks an awful lot for talking to us, and good luck with the booklet.
Thank you.
Your friend by your bedside.
Music just for you. Radio Heartbeat.